now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, For a Pal.
Like I say, little Joey is telling me about him and blind Benny. He gets to the part about him telling Benny what Miss Mary Marble looks like.
So you see, Broadway, I know what's happened. Benny's in love with Mary Marble.
In love? But he does not ever see her.
So? What difference does that make? I gave him a buildup about her and he falls just like that.
Well, what happens next?
This is the part I don't like to tell.
Look, Joey, it seems to me that you are aching for an ear into which to put this story. Mine is a pretty good ear, and here's a lot of things. Things that stop right in the middle of my head without ever going out again.
Okay, I gotta tell somebody. Well, it was about a year ago. Yeah, just about a year. By this time, Benny is all gone about Mary Marble. There ain't nothing I can do about it. Leastways, that's what I thought. Then, one night, Benny and me are sitting in our place, and I get an idea. Benny must have felt something was up, because he turns his head toward me, and he says...
Joey, are you awful quiet? Is there something the matter?
No, I was just thinking.
What about?
You know, it's been a long time since I saw my folks over in Staten Island. I thought maybe I ought to run over and peek in on them.
Oh, yeah, sure. Good idea. You go ahead.
Well, what about you?
Oh, we're here. Mary's coming by later.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Benny. She phoned before, said she couldn't make it.
Huh? Oh. Oh, gee, I was counting on her coming over. Maybe the three of us taking a walk or something.
Yeah. But tell you what, Benny. My folks always like to see you. Take a run over to the island with me.
Well, Mary might show up.
Maybe. We'll leave a note for her. Tell her we went to Staten Island and to wait here.
You don't figure on being gone long, huh?
Nah, just peek in, give the folks the nod. That's all. Hey, what do you say?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Come on, Joey. I'll go with you.
So, Broadway, we get to the ferry. I got this idea all cooked up in my noggin.
What idea? What are you getting at?
It kind of came to me all at once. Benny being blind and all, it looked easy.
What? Go ahead. What did you do?
Oh, Benny and me got on the ferry. It was foggy. So foggy you couldn't see the deck if you was laying on it. Benny must have felt it because he holds tight to my arm and says...
It's pretty bad, ain't it, Joey?
Yeah. Pretty bad.
I can feel a fog on my face. It's cold.
Oh, here. Put your coat collar up, Benny.
Yeah. Ain't many people on here, is there?
No. Come on, we'll walk to the back of the ferry.
Don't you want to sit down?
No, I don't want to sit down.
Okay, Joey. Let's go. Hey, we must be pretty far back.
Almost. Here.
Huh?
You want a cigarette, Benny?
Yeah. Light one up for me, will you?
Oh, sure. Better let go of my arm first. I got to reach in my pocket.
Sure.
Here, wait a minute. Open your mouth. I can hardly see you. There.
Thanks.
Hold it. I'll give you a light.
What was that? You dropped something?
Yeah, my lighter. Stay where you are. I got to find it.
Hey, sure, Joey.
I can't find it.
You're getting farther away from me, Joey.
It's all right. You can find me by listening to my voice. Oh, okay. I got the lighter. Now, walk this way, Benny. To my voice.
Yeah, stay right where you are. Being in the dark ain't nothing new to me. I'll find you. Joey?
Keep coming, Benny. Keep coming.
Hold out your hand, Joey.
You're almost here. Just a couple more steps.
Benny.
It's all right, Joey. It's all right.
No! No, Benny! Keep swimming, Benny!
I can't, Joey.
Hey! I'm coming after you, Benny! I'm coming after you! Somebody stop the boat! Stop the boat! My son's overboard! Benny, I'm coming in there!
So you go in after him, huh, Joey?
Yeah, I did, Broadway. I got to him all right.
Yeah, you get to him. Then what happens?
We get back to our place. I got Benny wrapped in some warm blankets. And I'm just sitting there, watching him. I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know until he says...
You should have jumped in like that, Joey. You might have been drowned.
I... Forget it.
You saved my life.
I didn't save your life. I wanted to kill you. You hear? I wanted to kill you. I knew you couldn't swim. How do you like that, huh?
Sure. I knew that, Joey.
Oh, you're crazy. You didn't know a thing. You walked off the back of that boat like a dumb sheep.
Yeah, I walked off. Right over the place where the chain should have been. The chain that keeps dumb people from walking off. You hear me, Joey? I heard you take that chain off. Nobody else could have heard it, but I can hear things nobody else can hear. I can see things, too, Joey.
You're crazy. You didn't know nothing. You didn't know nothing at all.
Joey, I've been blind for a long time, ever since I was a punk kid about 15.
What's that got to do with it?
I learned how to take care of myself, Joey. You think I'd have walked like that on a boat? You think I'd have took the chance? That's one thing a blind man learns, Joey, when he ain't sure of himself. He stands still and waits till he is.
What you going to do it for then, huh? What you going to do it for then?
Because you wanted it that way?
What do you mean?
I told you. I can see a lot of things nobody else can see. Like Mary.
What's she got to do with it?
You kind of love her, don't you? Don't you, Joey?
No.
I knew it the night you was telling me how beautiful she is. Yeah, I could tell it, Joey. Just as soon as you started to talk, I could feel it in the room. Your voice kind of shook.
Benny, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do what I did tonight. I must have been crazy, Benny.
Ah, you got eyes. That's your only trouble.
Huh?
Look, Mary don't want a blind man, Joey.
Oh, she does.
You take her, Joey. I'll go away.
Sure. After I pull you out of the harbor, you're just going to bow out like that. No.
What are we going to do, Joey? What are we
going to... Benny.
Mary.
Oh, Benny.
Take it easy. Mary, I ain't hurt. I'm all right.
Oh, you could have been drowned.
How'd you find out, Mary?
Well, I came here and found your note. I thought I'd go down to the ferry and meet you coming back, and then... And I heard people were talking.
It's okay.
And you, Joey, where were you?
Mary, wait, I...
Why didn't you watch him, Joey? You let him get away, and he was almost drowned.
Mary, Joey jumped in after me.
Oh, Joey, I'm sorry. Then they didn't tell me that.
Sit down, Mary.
Well, I... Look, maybe I've got something to say now, too.
You have, Mary?
Yes. Yes, I have. Benny, Joey, I... Oh, how can I say it?
What are you trying to say?
That I love... Benny.
Me? Me?
Oh, you'd never say anything to me because you think you have no right.
Well, maybe I ain't.
Look, do you love me, Benny? Well...
I'm going to answer that for him, Mary. He does.
Joey,
He don't do nothing but talk about you, Mary. Night and day when you ain't with him, he does nothing but yap, yap, yap. Mary this, Mary that, and well, that's it.
Benny, I hoped you loved me.
I gotta go.
What?
Sure, I was on my way over to the Staten Island to see my folks when it happened. I guess maybe it'd be a good idea if I went over now.
But it's late. Too late.
Yeah, you ain't got any idea how late it really is. Well, so long. See you later.
Joey, the three of us, we can keep right on, can't we?
Oh, sure. Just like it always was.
Yeah, that's right, Joey. Just like it always was. So long.
So long, pal.
Well, that is the story that little Joey tells me the other night in Mindy. And it is quite a story, which I know is true. Because I know that blind Benny is now married and living farther uptown. But that is not quite the end of the story. I do not get the end of it from little Joey himself, but rather from another citizen who is none other than Eddie Jacobs, who is the character who gives the ducats to little Joey and blind Benny and starts the whole thing.
As I am saying, the end of the story comes not from little Joey, but from Eddie Jacobs. When Joey finishes the story, he looks at me and says as follows.
I am quite a heel, huh, Broadway?
I do not see it that way, Joey. As it seems to me, you are not a heel. You pull Benny out of the water. Also, you give up this Miss Mary Marble so that Benny gets her. What makes you a heel?
The fact that I did what I did.
Well, that is not a matter for me to decide one way or the other. It is all ended well. And as they say in the books, what ends that way is not a crying matter. Period.
You make me feel better about it, Broadway.
Uh-huh. And you are still carrying the torch for this Mary Marble doll, huh?
I guess so. A guy like me don't have much choice when it comes to dolls. I fell hard. Well, it is late. I must be getting back to the Staten Island. I'm in business there with my brother, making caps.
Hey, that is a good business.
Uh-huh. Drop around and see me if you ever get over that way, Broadway.
Sure. If it so happens I need a cap, I will know where to go.
Yeah. Well, see you around, Broadway.
See you around.
Say hello to the boys for me.
Sure.
Hiya, Broadway.
Oh, Eddie. How's the ticket business?
Fine. Mind if I pull up a sandwich and sit down?
Help yourself.
I saw you talking to little Joey. I would have come over sooner, but I didn't want to be seen talking to such a heel.
Huh? A heel? Just how do you figure that, Eddie? You know something, maybe?
All I know is the dirty trick he plays on Blind Benny.
Dirty trick? You mean little Joey tells you something?
Tells me something? You kidding? You don't have to. Why, do you know what he did to Blind Benny?
What does he do?
He palms off the ugliest dame in the world on a guy who was his best pal.
Ugliest dame? You mean this Miss Mary Marble?
Yeah. But I guess Blind Benny does not care. I always say, what you don't know does not hurt you.
Yeah. I guess you are right, Eddie. What you don't know don't hurt you. Or anybody else.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, For a Pal. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville and the stories adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. This is a Mayfair production.